إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير وأحسن الكلام كلام الله جل وعلا، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، أحييكم وأرحب بكم في درس الليلة من شرح الأربعين النووية لفضيلة الشيخ الوالد محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى، الحديث العاشر. I welcome all of you. We continue reading the explanation of the 40 hadith from the explanation of from المنحة الربانية, actually the explanation of Sheikh صالح الفوزان حفظه الله, not Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen, but rather Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan, حفظه الله تعالى. الحديث العاشر عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أيها الناس إن الله طيب لا يقبل إلا طيبا, وإن الله أمر المؤمنين بما أمر به المرسلين فقال يا أيها الرسل كلوا من الطيبات وأعملوا صالحا إني بما تعملون عليم, وقال يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم, ثم ذكر الرجل يطيل السفر أشعث أغبر يمد يديه إلى السماء يا ربي يا ربي, ومطعمه حرام ومشربه حرام وملبسه حرام وغذي بالحرام, فأنى يستجاب لذلك. Al-Hadith Rawahu Muslim. Tonight, inshallah ta'ala, we began the Hadith number 10 on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah the Almighty is Tayyib. In English, they translate as good, but I'm going to keep it as Tayyib when I refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you will read to you the meaning, what Sheikh Fawzan says, what he means, Tayyib. Allah the Almighty is Tayyib and accept only that which is good. And verily Allah has commanded the believers to do that which He has commanded the messengers. So Allah Almighty says in Surah Al-Mu'minun, verse 51, O you messengers, eat of the Tayyibat, all kind of halal legal foods, and perform righteous deeds. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 172, O you who believe, eat of the lawful things that we have provided you. Then Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, then he, meaning the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned the case of a man who, having travel far, is disheveled and dusty, and who spreads out his hands to the sky, saying, O Lord, O Allah, O Allah, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, while his food is haram, unlawful, his drink is haram, his clothing is haram, and he has been nourished with haram. So how can his supplication be answered? So how can his supplication be answered? narrated by Imam Muslim rahimahullah. In this hadith there is many good points that the Shaykh, as you're going to see and you hear, Shaykh going to mention hafidahullah. Qawluhu inna Allah tayyib la yaqbalu illa tayyiba. First of all, the Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, as usual, he's going to, if the hadith is a little bit long, the Shaykh, he will divide it into portions, into sentences. So he began by explaining the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Inna Allah tayyibun la yaqbalu illa tayyiba." Indeed, Allah is tayyib, with a ta, tayyiba. Indeed, Allah is tayyib and accepts only that which is tayyib, that which is good. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله في هذا الحديث وصف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وصف الله جل وعلا بأنه طيب فهو سبحانه وتعالى طيب بمعنى أنه منزه عن النقائص والعيوب فهو طيب في ذاته وفي أسمائه وصفاته وفي أوامره ونواهيه He says, indeed Allah is tayyib. It means, tayyib, it means that He is far above, too exalted and free from all imperfections, defects, faults and deficiencies. He is tayyib in his self, in His essence. He is tayyib in His names and attributes. Allah is tayyib in all that which He commands and that which He forbids. فَهُوَ طَيِّبٌ مِنْ كُلِّ الْوُجُوهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى لَا يَتَطَرَّقُ إِلَيْهِ نَقْصٌ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tayyib, far above and free from all imperfections, defects. No deficiencies whatsoever is attached to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no faults and no imperfections, subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولذلك لا يقبل من الأعمال والأقوال والمقاصد إلا ما كان طيبا. And for this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept only that which is pure and good from statements, actions and intentions. فلا يقبل الخبيث من الأقوال والأعمال والمقاصد. Allah does not accept all filthy, despicable statements, actions, and intentions. فَلَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا الطَّيِّبِ Allah only accepts that which is طيب, that which is pure, and that which is good. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى فِي سُورَةِ فَاطِرِ Verse number 10, إِلَيْهِ يَصْعَدُ الْكَلِمُ الطَّيِّبِ To Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, ascend the pure and the good statements. فَهُوَ لَا يَقْبَلُ إِلَّا الْكَلَامَ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلَ الطَّيِّبُ Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, says, Allah accepts only pure, good statements, pure and good actions. وَلَا يَقْبَلُ مِنَ الصَّدَقَاتِ إِلَّا مَا كَانَ مِنْ كَسْبٍ طَيِّبٍ Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts only those charities that they are from earnings that is pure and good and lawful. أما الخبيث فإنه لا يقبله سبحانه وتعالى. It says, as for the filth, charities, filthy and not pure, Allah does not accept it. سواء كان خبيثا بمعنى الرديء أو كان خبيثا في أصله. The Shaykh gives tafsil. When the people they give sadaqah and they give charity, Allah accepts only that which is pure. The Shaykh says, first of all, he has to be from earning that is halal, not from the haram. Provisions that are lawful, not from the haram. But also, when the Shaykh says, So Allah does not accept any charities that are not pure, that are filthy. They may be which means bad. People give bad things in charity. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, in Tanbih al-Afham, the explanation of Umdat al-Ahkam, in the chapter of Al-Zakat, in the introduction of that chapter, he mentioned some very important points as related to Sadaqah, the charity. And he mentioned in this ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِقُونَ. In Surah Al-Baqarah, the verse 267. وَلَا تَيَمَّمُ الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِقُونَ. This is a part of an ayah where Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ وَمِمَّا أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ. وَلَا تَيَمَّمُوا الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِقُونَ وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ تُغْمِضُوا فِيهِ. Or you who believe, spend of the good things which you have legally earned, legally, not by haram means, and of that which we have produced from the earth for you. And do not aim, this is the ayah that the Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan mentioned, and also I was sharing with you some of the statement of Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen in the same part of this ayah. And do not aim at that which is bad to spend from it, though you would not accept it, except if you close your eyes and tolerate therein. So Sheikh Fawzan, let me bring this portion of this ayah to 67 in Surah Al-Baqarah to mention that Allah does not accept bad things. People, they give bad things in charity. Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan, Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahu wa ta'ala, he explained how certain people give bad things. He says there are certain things that they don't need and they broke. There is no use for them. No use. And for certain people, they want to get rid of those things. They want to get rid of them, really. They trash. In our terms, they are trash. And these people, they want to get rid of them. What they do, they give them sadaqah. Give them in charity. Oh, I got something for you. He says, no, you don't do this. Because Allah says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, themselves, they don't want to take it unless they close their eyes. So you don't give to people that which you yourself don't want to, you don't want it. It's different if somebody have an extra piece of whatever material or anything or furniture and it's still in a good condition or still brand new, want to give it away, that's something else. But for somebody to give trash, something broke, got no use, and give it in charity, no, this is not how it's done. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان أو كان خبيثا في أصله. So he's talking about that Allah does not accept that which is filthy and impure, whether it is in bad quality, in bad shape, or it is filthy in itself. كالميته, dead bodies. والخمر, all intoxicants. والخنزير, and swine. Okay? You don't give this in charity either. And Allah does not accept that. أو خبيثا في مكسبه. Or something that is filthy and impure because it is earned legally, illegally, in a haram way. كالربا, like usury. والرشوة, people taking bribery. والقمار, through gambling. All this is filth and impure earnings. وغير ذلك, Sheikh said, and other than these means. فالخبيث إما أن يكون خبيثا في ذاته وإما أن يكون خبيثا في مكسبه وطريق الحصول عليه. So the Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan حضرت تعالى, he says the impure and filthy things, they are such because naturally they are filthy and impure, such as swine, intoxicants, khamar and the like, meta, dead animals. Ain't nobody gonna give a cow a dead cow, okay, listen, take it for charity. If you really want to give a charity, give it when it's still alive. You wait until the goat is dead. Now, listen, if somebody wants a nice-looking goat, just died maybe like 2 hours ago, it's still okay, still look all right. No, that's dead. You want to give it when it's still alive. Oh, مَا يَكُونُ خَبِيثًا فِي مَكْسَبِهِ. So there are certain things that are filthy by nature. They are filthy and impure. But there is other things that they become filthy and impure because of the way they were earned. And the Shaykh mentioned like riba. People, they make money from riba, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, from gambling. That's not permissible. قال فمهما تصدق الإنسان من كسب خبيث فإن الله لا يقبله. Doesn't matter how much a person spend from that which is filthy and impure, Allah will never accept it. Allah does not accept that which is impure. والعياذ بالله. وكذلك لا يقبل العمل إلا إذا كان طيبا. The Shaykh says, likewise, Allah accepts only the deeds that are pure. Allah does not accept any deed unless those deeds and actions are tayyib, are pure and good. And how's the actions be good? How the actions be good and pure? قال بمعنى يكون خالصا لوجه الله عز وجل ليس فيه شرك ولا رياء ويكون صوابا على سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس فيه بدعة ولا خلافة. People, we human, we do a lot of actions. But not all actions are accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because filthy and bad actions are not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah accepts only those actions that are pure and tayyib. Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, hafidhahullah, explains to us how an action of worship is pure. If it's performed sincerely for Allah's sake, subhanahu wa ta'ala, free from shirk and show off. Okay? That's how the action be pure. Not how long a person did it and how much or cries or whatever. No. For the action to be pure and accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have to be first performed sincerely for Allah. Therefore, they have to be free from shirk, not for others. And they have to be free from riya, from showing off, putting in a show in front of others. Rather, it has to be done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the action has to be sawab, has to be correct, sound. How an action be sound? If it's in accordance to the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and if it is in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so therefore it has to be free from innovations and from superstition, fairy tales, myth, and all that which certain people they invent. وإنما هو على وفق السنة. Rather, it has to be in accordance to the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الشيخ صلاح الفوزان حفظه الله فهذا هو العمل الطيب الذي يتقبله الله سبحانه وتعالى. This is the pure action that Allah accepts. Once again, he has to be performed sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, free from shirk and show off, riya. And he has to be in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, therefore free from innovations and all what the people invent and are upon other than the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله كذلك القول الطيب من ذكر الله كالتسبيح والتهليل والتكبير. نعم. Likewise, the statements has to be pure and good, such as ذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى, Dhikrullah, remembrance of Allah, is pure, tayyib. Tasbih, when you say Subhanallah, Tahleel, La ilaha illallah, Takbir, Allahu Akbar. Naam, these are pure statements that Allah loves and accepts. وكذلك الطيب من الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر والدعوة إلى الله والنصيحة. Likewise includes in this pure statements and good statements, commanding good and forbidding evil, calling to Allah, and these two persons have to have knowledge of what they command and what they forbid, and they have to have knowledge before they call to Allah. Because da'wah is not for everybody. Because you're calling to the deen of Allah, so a person have to know what they call into. Nasiha, giving sincere advice. Likewise. كل هذا من الكلم الطيب الذي يتقبله الله ويرفعه سبحانه وتعالى. All of this is includes in the pure statements. الكلم الطيب that Allah accepts and raises it to him. As Allah tells us in Surah Fatir, as Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Fatir, verse 10, إليه يسعد الكلم الطيب. To him subhanahu wa ta'ala ascend the pure statements. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله أما القول الخبيث فإن الله يرده ويبغضه. As for the filthy and impure, despicable statements, Allah rejects them, doesn't accept them, and hate them. من الكذب, just as lying, those who lie. والغيبة, backbiting, those who backbite the people. They should know that this, Allah rejects that and hate it. والنميمة, tail carriers. والشتم, slandering and abusing people. وَقَوْلِ الزُّورِ وَشَهَادَةِ الزُّورِ, the statements of falsehood and witnessing falsehood. وَجَمِيعِ الْأَقْوَالِ الْخَبِيثَ. The Shaykh says, after giving some example, he says, and all despicable and impure and filthy statements, Allah hate them and they are rejected. وَالشِّرْكِ وَالْكُفْرِ, statements of shirk, statements of disbelief. كلها أقوال خبيثة لا ترتفع إلى الله عز وجل ولا تقبل. All of this despicable statements, filthy statements, are not ascended to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they are not accepted. وقوله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يقبل إلا طيبا, does not accept, Allah does not accept that which is pure. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله الطيب من كل شيء يخرج بذلك ما كان خبيثا فإن الله جل وعلا يرده ولا يقبله. Says the pure thing of all things, Allah accept only that which is pure of all things, statements, actions, charities, behavior, akhlaq and the like. So therefore he says that which is impure and filthy and despicable, Allah rejected and does not accept it. ثم قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن الله أمر المؤمنين بما أمر به المرسلين. And verily Allah has commanded the believers to do that which He subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded the messengers. قال شيخ صالح الفوزان دل هذا على أن المرسلين والمؤمنين مأمورون ومنهيون, لا أنهم يفعلون أو يقولون شيئا من تلقاء أنفسهم أو من مستحسنات عقولهم, وإنما يفعلون ما يؤمرون ويتركون ما نهوا عنه. So this statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, it says, is a proof that the messengers and the believers, they are commanded to do things and commanded to stay away from others by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's not left for them, for the messengers or for the believers, to say whatever they wanted to say, or whatever makes sense to them, or they think is good, they will say it. Rather, they say and do what they are commanded to do, and they leave off and stay away from things they were prohibited. These are the believers. They don't just act upon whatever they think it's okay. The believers, they follow the way of the messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. They act upon the commands of Allah. They don't just whatever they think it's okay to them and to their makes sense to their intellect, like the way of the Ahlul Ahwa wal Bid'ah wal Hizbiyat. They get together, they agree on something, and they vote 17 against 6, that's it. They adopt it and they're going to act upon it. La. The believers, they see what's pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What Allah has commanded, they act upon it. And what Allah has forbidden, they stay away from it. Once again, Ahlul Ahwa wal Bid'ah, the people of innovations and desires, things that are forbidden in the deen, they close their eyes. People want it. Majority of people wants it. So what we can do? Apply the deen of Allah. Has nothing to do who wants it and who's not. So the believers, they act upon the commands of Allah. They say and do what Allah commanded. And, of course, according to their abilities, because we have to understand the texts. That's why before the hadith, before this one, that the Prophet ﷺ, he says, whatever I command you with something, you do it to the best of your ability. But as for the things that we are commanded to stay away from, there is no ability in this one. You don't stay away from according to your ability. You leave it completely. قال الله تعالى في سورة الحشر وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا واتقوا الله. Whatsoever the Messenger of Allah give you, take it, act upon it. And whatsoever he forbid you, stay away from it. And fear Allah. Fear Allah by acting upon his commands and staying away from his prohibitions as he legislated subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the ayah number 7 in Surah Al-Hashr. قال الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله فالمرسلون والمؤمنون مأمورون منهيون من قبل الله جل وعلا لأنهم كلهم عباده فلا يسبقونه بالقول ولا يتقدمون بين يدي الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بقول أو بفعل وإنما يتبعون الأوامر فلا يفعلون إلا ما أمر الله به ولا يتركون إلا ما نهى الله عنه لأنهم عباد والرسل عباد والملائكة عباد ولو كانوا بمنزلة عظيمة وجلالة قدر لكنهم عباد يتبعون أوامر الله سبحانه وتعالى. The Shaykh says, so the messengers and the believers, they are commanded to act upon certain things, and they are commanded to leave off others and stay away from other things. They are commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The commands are from Allah. The Shaykh says, because they are servants of Allah. So they do not put forward any statements before Allah's statement. They do not put forward any statements on an action or decision before Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rather, they adhere to the commands of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They do not act upon anything except that which Allah has commanded, and they do not leave off anything except that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made prohibited, because they are servants of Allah. Then the Shaykh says, the messengers, they are servants of Allah. The angels are servants of Allah. Though they may have a right high position with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so says the messengers and the angels, but they still servants of Allah, following the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال أمر المؤمنين بما أمر به المرسلين ثم ذكر الشاهد والدليل على ذلك. He says, and then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned a proof, an ayah to this, that which Allah has commanded the messengers with. فالله أمر المرسلين بقوله يا أيها الرسل كلوا من الطيبات وعملوا صالحا. Allah has commanded the believers when he said to them in Surah Al-Mu'minun, O you messengers, eat of the tayyibat and do righteous deeds. قوله تعالى كلوا من الطيبات أي من الحلال. He said the statement of Allah when he commanded the messengers, O messengers, eat from the tayyibat, meaning from that which is lawful. الطيب هو الحلال والخبيث هو الحرام يقول الشيخ حفظه الله شيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه تعالى. He says الطيب is that which is lawful and الخبيث the filthy and the impure is that which is حرام that which is unlawful. ثم ذكر ما يترتب على أكل الحلال قال واعملوا صالحا فأكل الحلال يعين على العمل الصالح ويجعل العمل الصالح متقبلا وأما أكل الحرام فإنه يثبط ويكسر عن العمل الصالح ويخذل الإنسان والعياذ بالله. Then the Shaykh gave us the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says after this, after commanding the messengers to eat from that which is lawful, and then he says and perform righteous deeds. He says because eating halal helps a person to do righteous deeds. See, the halal provisions assist a person and helps the person to do righteous deeds, to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to perform righteous deeds. Lawful provisions and earnings and eating that which is lawful make the deeds righteous and accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for consuming haram, it make a person lazy and negligent, having no intention and no zeal to perform righteous actions. Those who eat haram, they are not concerned with righteous actions. قال ولذلك تجد الذين يأكلون الحرام ويكتسبون الحرام من أبعد الناس عن الطاعات وعن العبادات وأكسل الناس عن الصلوات. The Shaykh now gave us an example. He said that for these reasons you find those people who consume haram, they eat haram and their earnings are haram, you find them far away from all of the people, far away from obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, far away from performing the actions of worship. You find them very lazy when it comes to the salat because of the haram. They eat and the haram, they consume and they earn. You don't find them making the salawat. It's difficult upon them. They're very lazy, wal'iyadu billah. لأن الحرام ثقل في بطونهم وقلوبهم فكسلهم عن الطاعة. The Shaykh says because that haram they consume and the haram they earn is heavy in their bellies and in their hearts and made them lazy. They become very lazy when it comes to performing acts of obedience. بخلاف الذي يتغذى بالحلال ويتحرى الحلال. Says, as opposed to the one who consumes halal, that which is lawful, and very cautious and careful, constantly checking things, want to make sure that they are halal. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ يُعِينُهُ عَلَى طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَيُلِينُ قَلْبَهُ وَيُرَقِّقُهُ. The person who is careful and wants only to earn halal and eat and consume only that which is lawful and halal, this helps that person upon obedience to Allah and he softens his heart and make it lenient, and it become easy for that person to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now certain people, they may think consuming haram or earning haram is, it comes from different ways. It does. It's not just like selling lottery or beers or khamr or swine. No, it deals with cheating the people too. Not being truthful in transactions, cheating the people and the like, وَلَيَدُ بِاللَّهِ and deception and the like. So a person has to be careful. Now the Shaykh, he mentioned, now he's going to explain the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same ayah, Surah Al-Mu'minun, ayah 51, إِنِّي بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ إِنِّي بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ. Indeed, I am aware of all what you do. Allah have knowledge of all what the people do. قال في هذا تحذير للإنسان أن يخل بعمله أو يتظاهر بالعمل والإخلاص وباطنه بخلاف ذلك. He says in this statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a warning for the people is a clear warning that certain people it make it seem through these actions that they are sincere. Okay? And they render their actions in vain. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. They do actions, but will be no benefit. Why? Because these people, they show to the people that this action is done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but inwardly Allah knows that they didn't do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال فإن الله تعالى عليم بما هو عليه لا يروج عليه البهرج والكذب ولا ينطلي عليه الظاهر مع خبث الباطن إنما هذا في حق الناس الذين لا يعلمون إلا الظاهر أما الباطن فلا يعلمه إلا الله سبحانه وتعالى. He says Allah has knowledge of all things. Even the people try to show that they sincere and this to others, but Allah knows. Can lie. Yes, you can lie to the people, but you cannot lie again. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that. They can, people, they may deceive others. They may show that they are on something, but they are not in reality, but Allah knows. Allah knows subhanahu wa ta'ala. Naam, tafadhal.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول
قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله وقوله تعالى إني بما تعملون عليم يتضمن شيئين. He says, and the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has knowledge of all what we do, that we do, Allah knows it, comprise two things. الأول أن الإنسان لا يخشى أن يضيع له شيء من العمل ولا أن الله ينساه ويتركه. فجميع الحسنات والسيئات يعلمها الله تعالى ويحصيها ويكتبها لصاحبها سواء كانت حسنة أو سيئة. The first of these two things comprised in the statement of Allah that the person shouldn't have no worries whatsoever that any of his action will be wasted. Nothing is wasted with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing, Allah doesn't forget anything. Everything is recorded for you, Ya Abdullah. All good and bad, Allah knows it. And is recorded for you, Ya Abdullah. All action and statement, whether good or bad, it is rewarded. It is recorded for you. I want to share with you today in a telelink we had for Arabic. We've been having these classes with our beloved Sheikh Mus'ad al-Husayni, Hafidhahullah ta'ala, the explanation of Juz Amma from As-Sa'di, Rahimahullah. And today, the Sheikh was explaining sort of Zalzala. I want to share with you something beautiful the Sheikh, he says, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the end of that surah that about the actions of our actions. And we shall see every single action we do in Yawm al-Qiyamah. Even the small and minute ones, like a dharra, the smallest thing. The Shaykh Mus'ad hafidhahu ta'ala, he says, this insists us to do good and don't underestimate any good. Don't say that this is nothing. Don't do it. No, do it. Because that little thing may make the difference in Yawm al-Qiyam. That could be that little thing that you may not pay attention to. That could be the thing that make your scale of good deeds heavier than the bad deeds. The Shaykh says, yes, it may be on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Your good deeds and bad deeds are equal. That little deed that you maybe didn't pay attention to, it won't be wasted. And it can make a difference. Likewise, the Shaykh Hafidhahu ta'ala says, and you should stay away from evil deeds. Even though that they may seem to you they're nothing. That's not a big deal. It is, but it's not a big deal. So that one may make you from those who are ruined in Yawm al-Qiyamah. Because that little thing that you think ain't nothing may make your scales of bad deeds heavier. Wal-iyadu billah. I just want to share that with you because it was, alhamdulillah, beneficial. الأمر الثاني أن الله جل وعلا لا ينخدع بالظواهر الباطلة والزخرف والتزوير وإنما يعلم سبحانه وتعالى الحقائق. The second matter that is comprised in the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah is no way whatsoever is deceived by what the people, but the show that the people they put out there. And false statements and false actions. Doesn't matter, the Shaykh says, how may they make sure that those actions and statements are so beautiful and so accurate, statements of falsehood and batil. Because Allah knows the reality. Allah knows the reality. وقال تعالى في حق المؤمنين يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم. And about the believers, and as related to the rights of the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 172, O you who believe, eat of the lawful things that we have provided you. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله هذا أمر من الله جل وعلا بالأكل من الطيبات وهي المباحات. He says in this ayah, this is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to eat from the طيبات. He says, and they are the things that are permissible, that Allah make permissible for us. ويدخل فيه الطيب في ذاته والطيب في مكسبه والحصول عليه. Includes in this that which is pure in by nature, milk, water, fruits and the like. That's pure for us. Or that which is pure because of the earnings. You get it? Through earnings that is pure. And how you got it. الوسيلة كذلك تكون مباحة. The means has to be permissible. Like somebody, you eat eggs, halal for you to eat eggs. You eat fish, it's halal. Allah made it halal for us. But for somebody to steal money to buy eggs, that's a problem now. He's still eating eggs that are halal, but how he got them? By cheating. Okay, so that's a problem now. It's not the eggs, but it's how he got them. It's not the fish, but how he got it. That's why the Shaykh says, we eat that which is naturally permissible for us in itself. So we don't eat pork. Even if you buy it with halal money, 100%, still you can't consume it. It's haram. You can't consume wines and beers and this because you know, hold on, but the money was halal. No. The money has to be halal, and that which you're going to consume and use has to be halal as well. And also the way you get it is halal. Sometimes people, they use tricks. You know, certain people, they want to get something so bad, and they don't want to wait, and they go the back door. No, you got to go to the front door, man. You knock at the front door. If you go to a house and you knock at the front door, and nobody open, what do? You break into from the window? No, you don't do that. Some people do that when it comes to certain things. They want something so bad, and they cannot wait until they get it with lawful means. They go ahead and try the haram. Now you gotta be patient. And it's very important. قال فقوله كلوا هذا أمر من الله تعالى بإباحة الطيبات لنا. Says as when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us, says eat. This is a verb of command. فعل أمر. He says, this is a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all lawful things are permissible for us. And the Shaykh mentioned an ayah in Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 157, وَيُحِلُّ لَهُمُ الطَّيِّبَاتُ وَيُحَرِّمُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْخَبَائِثُ. And he make these prophets, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make for lawful for them the pure things, طيبات, and make forbidden for them the خبائث, the filthy things. فقوله كل من طيبات ما رزقناكم يتضمن النهي عن أكل الخبائث. So he said, Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, he says, so the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, eat from the lawful things that we have provided you with, comprises the prohibition as well from eating filthy things. Even though Allah did not say, when Allah says كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ, Allah did not say وَاجْتَنِبُوا الْخَبَائِثِ, and stay away from filthy things, but it's understood in the ayah. Since Allah commands us to eat that which is pure, we shouldn't, that's what the Shaykh says, it is understood that we should stay away from that which Allah has made prohibited for us from all filth things. قال فهذا فيه الرد على الذين يحرمون الطيبات بزعمهم أن هذا من العبادة ويظنون أن في تركها أجرا كالصوفية والمتزهدة وهذا من التكلف. The Shaykh says this ayat is a clear refutation against those who make haram certain pure things. That which Allah has made pure for the people, they make it haram. What is their claim? They claim that by them staying away from certain permissible things, that's become an act of worship. And by them staying away from certain things that Allah made halal for us, they say They doing it for Allah, and they will be rewarded for that. The Shaykh says, such as the Sufis. Some people, they say, no, don't eat meat. If you're going to be a true believer, you don't eat meat. He says, oh, the Prophet ﷺ means to eat meat. They says, look, if you really want to be a true believer, so some Sufis are like this. Because they don't use the text, they don't have the correct understanding. They have a weak understanding. Some Sufis, it's hot, blazing hot. They say, a true believer doesn't drink cold water on a hot day. But the Prophet ﷺ, they used to bring him cold water on a hot day. Some Sufis, they says, no. If you want to show that you have strong iman, you're a true believer, in a hot day, you got to go sit outside in the heat. Sit outside in the heat? What is he talking about? So they make haram that which Allah has made permissible for. Some other they says don't get married and all that stuff, you know. But the Prophet ﷺ got married. The Prophet ﷺ used to eat meat and other things. وهذا من التكلف لأن الله أمر بالأكل من الطيبات والمستلذات. The Shaykh says these people, they are talking about things that they were not asked to talk about. They go overboard. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to eat from the pure things. Things that He made permissible for us, Allah commanded us to eat from these things. قال والطيب يشمل الطيب الذي هو غير خبيث ويشمل الطيب الذي هو المستلذ من اللحوم والفواكه وأنواع المتعة الطيبة من النساء والملذات المباحة فالإنسان يتناول منها ولا يحرم نفسه لكن من غير إسراف. The Shaykh says, so that pure that Allah commands us to eat from and make it permissible for us comprises the pure things that they are not filthy, that's why they are pure. And also, there are pure things that a person loves. They want it. Certain people love certain things. When it comes to halal, this is permissible for us. So nobody should make something permissible haram just because they don't like it. People don't like, for example, what? Give me an example. Spinach. We're going to make it haram just because this person don't like spinach, or oh, spinach is haram, akhi. Says who? Some people, they don't like goat. Goat is haram. What do you mean haram? It's pure. Some people, they don't like bananas. Oh, bananas haram. No, bananas not haram. So there are certain things that certain people, they are pure and they are halal because Allah says so. But there are other things also, the Shaykh said, that you love. People from the fruits. I ask you now, can I ask you a question? For example, what do you like? What's your favorite fruit? Nasser. Your favorite fruit? Banana. See? Oh, of course. Ali Ma'ruf, bananas. What is it? Yes. Your favorite meat. You didn't decide yet. Okay, inshallah. Almost 40 years old, didn't decide yet. It's okay, alhamdulillah. So now you find people, they love certain things, and they really have fun. They enjoy the mustalabbat from meat, fruits, and also marrying women. And all of those pure, permissible things. So the Shaykh says, yes, the person, it's permissible for him to consume these things and do not deprive himself from these things. But, however, a person should consume them without going to extreme and be extravagant. I remember years ago, I was in that masjid, and we have a brother. And that brother have a son with him, young son. He was always, And he stays always in the masjid. Allah khair, he used to clean the masjid and all these things. But we used to bring food, but he don't want to eat it. He's always peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Peanut butter, some crackers here and there. And he eats once a day. And when he see people eating chicken, he's like, man, you guys are subhanAllah into this dunya, this fish. No, not for me. No. You eat the halal, ya akhi. Fish is halal. Chicken is halal. But don't go to overboard. Certain people, they eat until they can even breathe. You eat in moderation. Not those who say, no, I don't eat no fish, ya akhi. I'm a believer. What do you mean? Those who eat fish are not a believer. They're still believers too. Yeah, they're believers, but they are not on the same level. Says who? Taqwa that makes the difference. Taqwa of Allah, obedience. And this is that person who eats fish and meat and drink milk, alhamdulillah, and eat watermelons and bananas and oranges and grapes, alhamdulillah, with seed or not. MashaAllah, he's a believer because he's acting upon the commands of Allah. Oh, you who believe, eat from what we provided you with, from the permissible things. But alhamdulillah, the good thing is that brother changed his mind after a struggle though. It was not easy because sometimes people, when they get used to do something, it becomes difficult. But alhamdulillah, after that, the brother who was going down, man, with the chicken, he was the first one in the line. Alhamdulillah. And he used to say, man, I miss this. I said, alhamdulillah, ya akhi, kul min at-tayyibat. Eat from the pure thing, ya akhi. Allah says, walhamdulillah. So, but the Shaykh, he says, but the person should not go to extreme and be extravagant. فَالَّذِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِتَرِكِ الْمُبَحَاتُ وَالطَّيِّبَاتُ هَذَا مُتَنَطَّعُ. He said, if someone thinks that he's getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by staying away from the permissible things and the pure things, this is not the one, this is not the right way. This person now, they are doing it their way, not the way that Allah commands. When Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يأكل مما يسر الله له, the Shaykh, he says, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to eat that which Allah provide him and make easy for him to eat from. كان يأكل اللحم. The Prophet said, he used to eat meat, Ikhwan. And actually the most beloved part for him is what? The shoulder, al-katif. Wal-fakiha. The Prophet said, he used to eat fruits. وكان يتزوج النساء صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet said, he married women. For somebody says, no, women, no, me, I'm a believer, I'm going to stay away from women. No. The Prophet said, he married women. وَيَتَطَيَّبُ بِالطَّيْبِ. Prophet ﷺ, he used to put طيب, you know, the perfume. وَيَسْتَعْمِلُ الطَّيِّبَاتِ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. And the Prophet ﷺ, he used to use that which is pure, that which is permissible, صلى الله عليه وسلم. And of course, we have in the Messenger of Allah, صلى الله عليه وسلم, قدوة حسنة. We have in the Prophet ﷺ the best example. As the Shaykh, he mentioned, but those are the way of the Sufis. Because they don't have knowledge. That's why they act like that. They don't have knowledge of the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. And they say they love the Prophet ﷺ, but then they put themselves in a level above the Prophet ﷺ by their ignorance. Because when they say, look, man, we reach a level. Now we're a level of Iman. They reach a level of belief. That they don't marry women. And that level of iman they reach above many people, they don't eat meat. So what they saying now? They reach a level above the Prophet ﷺ, who eat meat and who marry women. So it's very dangerous, Ikhwan. That's why knowledge is very important. Knowledge is very important for us to learn what is right and what is wrong. What is halal and from what is haram. The halal is what Allah made halal for us. Even if other people say it's haram, we don't care what other people say. And the haram, it is what is haram in what Allah has legislated. Even other people say, man, you be 18 is good for you. We say, be 18, 180, doesn't matter. It's haram with Allah. Because in other places, just be 18 and do whatever you want to do. In our deen, there is no such thing be 18. Be careful. You see? Be a servant of Allah. You know, be 18. Be a servant of Allah. Be careful. And be obedient. We continue, inshallah ta'ala. Next time, هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. بارك الله فيكم وجزاكم الله خيرا.